Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, so are you sleeping with pillows? Because I'm wondering
I
if that's...
I prefer women.
No.
And the occasional sheep.
No. Because your back is hurting.
Oh, I know. Not as bad as last week or the week before. I forget what week it was.
It was last
week.
Not
that bad where, you know, I could barely breathe.
Oh, my God. That was really bad.
You know, without you seeing me wince in pain.
Yeah, you were really hurting.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes, I sleep with pillows.
But do you sleep with pillows just under your head, or do you put one behind your back? Do you have one in front of you?
No, I have pillows under my head, but if the truth be known, they're actually under a stuffed bear.
Oh, that's right. I remember you sleep with a stuffed bear.
I sleep with a stuffed bear.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, cuddle with it. Like, I'm not a perv or anything like that. Like, I'm not some kind of a weirdo.
I love how you had to clarify.
It's just that big bear. You know those big bears that you see at Walgreens?
Uh-huh.
Usually around this time of the year?
Sure.
Right? For Valentine's? Uh-huh. Okay, well, I got one for my wife a few years ago, and I discovered that they're so soft and pliable.
How did you discover that?
Pliable.
I think, is the part that's the weirdest part.
Wow, dude. Come on, man. Seriously.
You're the one.
I'm not a perv. I'm not doing anything with that stuffed animal.
You seem to be protesting an awful lot.
I'm not stuffing the stuffed animal, if that's what you're saying. You stop it right there, lady. I have more respect for that stuffed animal.
He's my friend.
When I told you I'm an animal lover, that's not what I meant.
Hi, Michael.
But it's so soft and pliable.
Okay.
And that's why I used it. I discovered that because she had it on the couch, and I leaned up against it, and I was like, hey. That feels good.
Okay, to self.
So.
Two words now. Well, three words now. Moist, panties, pliable. Not digging any of those words anymore. Yeah.
So when I went to go see my mom last year, I had a pillow. It was like my favorite pillow because it was so soft and pliable.
Okay.
Because it's really hard to find good pillows.
It is. It's very hard to find good
pillows. It's like the three bears.
Yeah.
You know, they're too hard. They're too this. They're too that.
Yeah.
I found the perfect pillow. Oh, it was perfect.
Okay.
So I took it with me on our trip, and I left it behind.
Oh, no. Don't you hate that?
I do hate that.
Oh, my God.
And I discovered that the stuffed bear is kind of like my favorite pillow.
Okay.
It's soft. It's pliable.
I know. Okay.
And so that's what I really sleep on, although there are pillows underneath it. But I think my problem is that I sleep kind of weird. I sleep kind of at an angle.
I do, too.
Like, I sleep on my side, first of all, and it can only be my right side.
I start out on my left, but then to sleep, I have to roll over to my right.
No, I can't do my left. For whatever reason, I cannot do my left. I can't breathe correctly, or something happens when I do my left, so I can't.
Okay.
Right? So I sleep on my right, but I sleep like, I don't know, I think I sleep kind of like a question mark or something. And maybe that's the problem.
Well,
but it hadn't been a problem till recently.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because I have to have a pillow in front of me and a pillow behind me. Because I like to feel like I'm, you know, like the way it looks is like, you know, when they put those baffles down the side of the bowling alleys to keep kids, like the balls in, from going into the alley. Okay. So that's what it looks like. I look like a bowling. My side of the bed looks like a bowling alley with the two baffles going down it, and a pillow for under my head. Okay, So what I'm thinking is maybe you need like some support on your back and your front, so that even though you are sleeping like kind of at an angle or like a question mark or whatever, you've got the support. Because to me, I feel like I'm always like falling forward or something. You know?
Yeah.
Unless I have a pillow in front of me and behind me.
I think my theory is that one of the bear arms is underneath me.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
That's my theory.
Well, you're going to have to amputate.
The, you know, those little bare arms, you know, they come up to here. And so, I don't know. But it just started happening recently, though. I've been sleeping like that for a while, and it just started recently.
Well, you know.
So I don't know, man. I don't know what the deal is.
I'm telling you, you need a. Over the holidays, I found this amazing pillow at Sam's, and it's this huge. It's like a body pillow. It's long, but you know how body pillows are like real squishy and there's no point.
No, I don't.
These body pillows that they sell, they're just awful.
Yeah.
But this is like it's a very firm pillow, and it's pretty long, and it's kind of almost reminiscent of having your arm over somebody, you know, sleeping in front of you, which is very, to me, very comfortable.
That is comfortable.
Yeah. And so that.
I don't need a pillow for that because I have a stuffed rabbit for that.
Wow. This is TMI,
so,
dude.
So look, I don't know what to deal with. The only thing I know with certainty is that I'm not a perv.
Sure.
And that's how rumors get started. And you just need to stop it right now.
You, wow, dude.
Before we get inundated with calls from plushies and furries.
Too late. All the lines are already lit up, man. Too late.
Line one, plushie. Line two, furry. Line three, someone who likes bears. And you know, there are very many definitions for that last
phrase.
That's
right. That's exactly right. Don't Google it, kids. Kiss FM.
Today, yeah, your name.
Just one.
Who?
Okay, this 62-year-old actor, director. Mm-hmm. He probably is best known for his role in the Dancing with Wolves movie.
Ah, Tatanka.
Yes.
That makes him Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
Although he's been in so many great
movies. Oh my gosh, amazing movies. Bull Durham. He's been in
Field of Dreams.
He's been in that movie Tin Cup with Rene Russo.
Yeah.
And what was the other
one? Oh, a lot of bombs,
The
too.
Untouchables.
Like Waterworld.
Oh, Lord.
I'd lost a lot of money.
How bad was that?
Oh, it was pretty bad.
You know, when I was out last year when I was getting operated on, and that movie popped up on some, you know, cable network, you know, dead in the middle of the afternoon when nothing else is happening. I was like, all right, I'll watch it. I've never seen it. I got like 10 minutes in, I'm like, okay, wow, oof.
The best Kevin Costner movie, in my opinion, is one, I can't remember the title, man, but it's from some years ago, and he co-starred with John Travolta's wife, and he was like a washed-up baseball player. He was a pitcher.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yes,
but I can't remember the name either. Really, I have never seen that
one.
And
he had that one last fabulous season.
Right.
And they were going through a breakup, and that's like my favorite Costner movie.
Hmm. Okay.
He'll be starring in his first weekly television series this summer.
Really?
I just saw that yesterday. I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know that Spike Network?
Yeah.
It's being rebranded as the Paramount Network starting today. And they're going to be like trying to compete with all these other cable channels who have really stepped up their game
right.
So far as movies and TV shows. A lot of cutting edge stuff, right?
Lots.
And so this new rebranded Spike, one of the new shows this summer is called Yellowstone, and he's going to play the part of a ranch owner, and they're describing it as a sweeping drama that's a cross between Dallas and The Sopranos.
Ooh.
And he's like a ranch owner, so, you know, he plays that, you know, that sexy cowboy.
Nice. It's called For the Love of the Game.
That's the one. I love that movie.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Kevin Costner movie.
Hmm.
And you did miss one birthday.
Which one?
His name is Jason Segel.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you'd want him
or
not.
Yeah, Jason Segel. Are you kidding me? He's Marshall in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, he is? Okay, see, I never watched
that
show.
Are you kidding me?
I never watched that show. Sorry.
That TV show is on like 30 channels at any given time.
I know.
He's 38 today. He's been in a ton of other movies, including Forgetting Sarah Marshall and one of my other favorite romantic comedies, Knocked Up.
Oh, yeah.
I love Knocked Up.
That's a good one.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
And Bad Teacher. I love Bad Teacher.
I never seen that one.
Never seen that one? That's a great movie.
He did a Muppet movie, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. In fact, he wrote part of the script for because he's also a writer.
Yeah.
And he wrote that movie. And he also wrote another one of my favorite movies, Get Him to the Greek.
Dude, I love that
Isn't
movie.
Isn't that a great movie?
Oh
Isn't
my
that
God.
Hilarious?
I love that. that movie.
Is Sean Combs, isn't Puffy the best in that movie?
He is. You know, I watch that movie, and sometimes I'm like, I just want to see that part.
I know. I love that.
Because he is so good in it.
I love that. I love Sean Puffy Combs. I love that scene, you know, where he's at work, and he's getting everybody has to give him an idea.
Yes.
And then I love that part when they go back to his apartment, and he gets all messed up.
Yes.
And the apartment catches on fire. I love those two scenes. He's great in that movie. Anyway. Kiss FM. Facebook is asking,
what's
that? What is it with these kids and the Tide Pod Challenge?
Dude, are you serious with this thing? And now, here's the thing. Hmm. They've moved on from Tide Pods. Now, apparently, they think that it's really cool to sniff Ajax. Snort
not.
Ajax.
Who
yes.
said that?
Yesterday, I was trolling around, it's what
a,
have you.
It's a meme. It's a meme.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was trolling around, I was looking at stuff, and I Googled Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
And this thing came up, and it said, yeah, if your kids are if you think that your kids are being bad eating Tide Pods, wait till they start snorting Ajax.
No, come on, that's a meme. I'm looking at it right now.
I know, I am too. I've seen the meme.
It's a meme.
I've seen it.
You guys are still doing Tide Pods? That's cute.
I'm just telling you what I saw.
Ajax, and it's like, you know, like lines like cocaine.
I know. I saw the same meme, and I was like, come on, let's be realistic. But no, yeah.
I know, you know, when we were kids, we did stupid stuff, too.
Dude, we never had to get told to not eat detergent.
Oh, we used to eat dirt and other things.
I never ate dirt.
We did a bunch of stupid stuff when we were kids as well. Refer back to my story a long time ago, me running behind those mosquito sprayers.
Okay, I stand corrected.
I never ate detergent or dirt,
but apparently you thought running through clouds of chemicals was perfectly acceptable.
Every generation did stupid stuff when they were kids. We did. I'm not believing that Ajax thing. That's got to be just a meme that you're falling for. I know you think that if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
It's a story.
But yeah, no, I don't think that's true.
I'm just telling you.
I like this other meme that I saw, and I know this is a serious topic. I know it is, but some of these memes are so ridiculously funny. I love the one where the text says, kids out here eating Tide Pods, what you know about that purple drink? And then it's accompanied by a picture of Fabuloso.
Oh, my God. I've seen a meme with Tide Pod Pizza.
Tide Pod Pizza. Yeah. That's funny. And then I like this one here. It reads, kids eating Tide Pods and don't even realize their cars have secret chocolate fountains. And underneath it shows somebody changing the oil. And the oil coming out.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. And I know on Facebook people are brutal. And they're like, let them. It's natural selection.
Yeah, it's like thinning the herd.
Yeah. If your kid is that stupid,
I know.
Then you should stop breeding. Those are the kind of comments that are all over the Facebook about this story.
Yep.
But really, seriously, think about it. Your generation did stupid stuff, too. Every generation does stupid stuff.
I agree.
We're kids. Kids do stupid stuff. It's what we do.
That's why kids aren't allowed to live on their own.
No.
Because they have to have parents who go, don't do that.
Right. Yes. Or the Grim Reaper will let you know you weren't supposed to do that.
I know, right?
You know?
He's gonna walk up to you and go, God, dude, really?
Man, it really wasn't your time, but I'm gonna I don't know why anybody would do that. It's stupid.
I don't either. Yeah, but those stupid kids are doing it.
You know, so was snorting pixie sticks and all the other dumb challenges that the internet has created.
Snorting pixie sticks?
Oh, yeah, that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
What a waste of pixie sticks.
I know. And did you know this whole Tide Pod challenge? Did you know it started off as a prank? It was a joke.
Oh, God.
It was a joke. I'm sure much like the one you've fallen for with the Ajax. It starts off as a joke, and then everybody starts, you know, going with it.
Oh, my God.
But it did. Because I was looking up the history of this Tide Pod Challenge. It started off as some kind of offhand, stupid joke, prank, comment thing.
Oh,
and then next thing you know, it's a real challenge.
Kids are doing it. Yeah. Oh, remember that cinnamon challenge from years ago?
The cinnamon challenge, although that won't kill you. You'll just, you know.
It could. You could aspirate all that stuff in.
And remember a couple of years ago with what's her name? One of the Jenners?
Oh, with the glass.
With the glass in the lips?
Yes.
Yeah.
And kids were literally blowing up their lips.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You can thank the internet for that.
Lord.
But seriously, we all did stupid stuff when we were kids. Every one of us. And if not like you yourself, your generation.
Yeah, you knew somebody who did. Kiss
FM. I think I have figured it out. What? It's one of the most anticipated openings of a new business in El Paso in a long, long time.
Oh, okay.
You know, that Topgolf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
right?
God.
Right?
Yeah.
It was supposed to open by the end of last year. That was the original expectation, but
right.
That clearly didn't work out, right? And so if you recall, the other day I wrote about how they expect to open in early February.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying now. Quote, early February. Now, they're doing this media pre-show thing like on the 24th, next week.
Right.
So I figured that they're not going to do this media event thing, you know, for people to come because, you know, they'll be like making people available to you for interviews and you can start taking pictures and video of the place,
and
whatever.
And they usually have like food and drinks and stuff like that.
You know, like for your newscast and all, right? Like when they did when they opened the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figure they're not going to do that if they're not going to be that close to opening it up to the public. Because that's what that thing is supposed to do.
Yeah, it's supposed to create, like, you know, anticipation.
And I think that, no doubt, on that same day, they're probably going to release a press release saying this is the opening day so that it can be part of the story as well. That's my guess. So I'm guessing, and I wrote about this, me guessing that it's going to happen the weekend of the Super Bowl.
Right.
Which is the weekend after they do the media preview.
And the reason why you think that is because they've got 200, you know, flat-screen TVs.
What a great location,
yeah.
Right? So that was my theory, right? But I think, and every time I would reach out to Topgolf, somebody at Topgolf, they always gave me the same pat answer. We'll let you know by the end of January. Early February is what we're saying for now, right?
Thanks for your interest.
Right.
That,
you know,
kind of thing, yeah.
That kind of stuff, man. But I think they inadvertently, someone let the cat out of the bag at Topgolf El Paso. I think so.
I love this.
You know, because when I would reach out to people at Topgolf El Paso, they would always refer me to the, you know, to the national people. They're based out of Dallas, so it would always be the Dallas people, and they all would always give me the same coy reply. I think yesterday, as I was scrolling down Facebook, their Facebook page, I think one person at Topgolf El Paso inadvertently showed their hand, because there was a comment about somebody wanted to celebrate their son's birthday. But they weren't sure if they would be open by February 3rd, which I'm assuming is her son's birthday. So this is Topgolf El Paso's reply, and I quote, "Hello, Amber. We are booking events for February. However, the 5th and on is when an event can be booked."
Okay.
So if the 5th and on, then it's going to open on or before the 5th.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to start booking birthday parties if the doors aren't already open and ready to go.
And like right now, if you go and you try to book an event, it won't let you because it's not open yet.
It's not open yet. Yeah.
All right. So I think I'm right on track. It's going to be on or before the 5th, which is a Monday, which is the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Well, there you go.
So it's going to happen before then, I think, around then.
Yeah, because they're not going to open on a Monday.
Right.
I mean, come on. Kabong. They're going to open up on a Sunday when there's tons of people. And, I mean, it's a huge party day.
Yeah, they'll do like one of those soft things.
Sure.
And then, you know, on starting the 5th, you can start booking stuff. And although I think even if they did open on a Monday, you would still have tons of people.
Oh, it would be huge.
This opening has been anticipated for so long. There's so many people that are like that old commercial going, open, open, open. You know, so.
I'm really surprised at how many people are really seriously, they're like, they're planning budgets.
Right.
To go hang out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to need to budget because, I mean, it's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
It's not like going to a Scottette and, you know, getting a bucket of golf
balls
for $3.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be like that.
No. But it's going to be, from what I understand, because I've got some friends from out of town and they've got Topgolfs. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait till you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You will be dropping ballpark beer money at this place. Trust me. Ballpark beer money.
Absolutely.
And you know how much that costs.
Dude. Kiss FM. The braided ramp project at the Airway and Hawkins exits is in its second week, and drivers are learning how to deal with both east and westbound Hawkins exits being closed, as well as lane closures on the gateways. Drivers in the area say they knew there was going to be heavy traffic because of the braided ramp projects, but some say impatience on the part of some drivers is just making things worse. One driver said that honking, finger-throwing, and cutting in line are now a normal part of the commute in that area, and it's nerve-wracking. TxDOT spokesperson Jennifer Wright told KFOX 14 that the lane and exit closures have had more of an impact than TxDOT anticipated. Wright said that because drivers are trying to avoid the Hawkins closures, people are getting off at Airway, and there just isn't enough room to deal with all the people trying to use that Airway exit on I-10 West, and that has sometimes traffic backing up on the freeway past Geronimo. Wright says drivers need to slow down on the freeway, be alert, and look for alternate routes whenever possible. One driver says she thinks the project will be worth it, but in the meantime, it's just a big headache.
First of all, thank you, Captain Obvious.
I know.
Secondly, what is that in the TxDOT handbook?
I know.
That's their answer to everything.
I know. Jeepers, yeah. How could anybody have known?
They don't try to solve anything. They just tell you to leave earlier.
I know.
And find an alternate route.
I know.
It's like in their handbook or something. It's like, you know, I guess they make them memorize it.
And well, and you know, I hardly ever use the freeway to get home.
Mm-hmm.
But on the off chance that I use it, I have started getting off at Geronimo because Airway don't even bother.
And secondly, like that's your job.
To
like,
know these things.
Shouldn't you know those things?
Don't you guys have like algorithms
like
and
you went to school
like
for
computers
that kind of stuff.
And stuff?
You've got brainiacs that work on these kind of projects.
These people are supposed to math well.
Don't you have like traffic counters and all kinds of, you know,
advanced. I hate to think that you guys are coming up with these projects off the top of your heads and then going, jeepers,
you know?
Who could have known that there was going to be so much traffic?
And then, like, this is the second time something unexpected has happened there.
I know.
The first is what they're trying to fix.
Yes, and now they're completely blindsided by this again.
I don't.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.